I don't know if Robert Johnson ever came to Davenport. They say that Robert Johnson undoubtedly went to Chicago at one time or another, and he was in Texas. Mostly what he did was down in Mississippi and Memphis, of course. He was a traveling musician. They lived out of a guitar case and a bag of clothes or a jump of freight. And Robert was a traveler. The one thing they said about Robert Johnson was he is here today, gone tomorrow. And he would hear a train whistle and jump on a train, and he's gone to the next town. And he did that, you know, for the duration of his career, moved from town to town, singing on the street corners. And then a gentleman took him out to Texas to record on two different occasions, and he put down his 29 songs for posterity. So it's possible that he came through here, coming up Highway 61, which is the blues highway. But also, there was some confusion about a lyric in one of his most famous songs, Sweet Home Chicago. And Robert says in the song, to that land of California, sweet home Chicago. So people weren't sure that Robert really knew where California was, but he knew where Chicago was, or he thought he did. So because, you know, naturally so, that's where the Great Migration went to, was to Chicago and on to Detroit.
Well, there are all these rumors about when he first started, somebody said that he couldn't play guitar at all. But then, in a short amount of time later, he played guitar magnificently. And this led into this myth about his making a pact with the devil.
Right. It was a big part of the myth. The person who actually said it was Son House, who was a very well-known blues man down south. Robert used to come to their gigs. Son House and Willie Brown and some of the other old pros down in the Delta would be playing the juke joints. Robert showed up as a young man and couldn't play worth a hoot. He wanted to play so bad, but he was horrible. He just couldn't get it. Well, then he disappeared for almost a year or more, and nobody saw him. And Son House and them used to run him off the bandstand. They said, get out of here, Robert. You know, nobody wants to hear you play that junk. And they discouraged him because he was bad. He came back one night and asked them, and they're like, oh boy, here he comes again, you know. And he says, just let me sit down and play for a while. Let me use your guitar. And he sat down and played, and he amazed everyone. The story goes that he probably went somewhere, and I think the man's name was Ike Tenneman, but he was a veteran player somewhere out in the country, out in the Delta, and that Robert went maybe and held up with him and his family, and the guy showed him the tricks. That's what really happened, they say. He was shown by another veteran player. And when he came back, they said he was just incredible. He had mastered it.
And the other part of the myth was that he would go to cemeteries at night.
I've heard that he would go to cemeteries and sit on the headstones and play. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if that's any more true than he went to the crossroads and made a deal with the devil. But if you think about it, the cemeteries at nighttime down south would be pretty deserted places. And if you were a blues guy trying to go out and get your chops together where you didn't want to be bothered, it'd be a great place to do it. So it's conceivable he went there because he thought, hey, nobody's going to come there and listen to me. I can get this down.